Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Greg Richard joined by Judy Sharp. Welcome back, Judy.
Thank you, Greg.
And Judy, well, we weren't here last week.
No, I was having a day off. You were having a day off, were you? No?
No, yes. I don't really say that's any of your business though, Judy, but we'll move on nevertheless. We're back.
Well, we weren't here.
But we're here this week and again, pretty big list to get through.
Yeah, I think so. A little bit to talk about.
And straight off the bat, we've got Peter from Thornton, and he's got a question about dahlias.
Oh, hello, Peter. How are you going? You've got dahlias growing?
I don't have them growing, and this is my question. If I plant seeds, will they get corms or rhizomes or whatever for the following year?
Yes, they will. You mean seeds or, I tell you what, you can buy...
If I plant seeds,
yeah, and you can buy dahlias always in punnets too, you know, in the seedling-grown punnets. Yeah, so that's an easy way to do it.
It is, because the bulbs, whatever, are quite expensive. But you do know what you're going to get when it flowers, though, don't you?
That's exactly right, Peter, yes. But look, do try the punnets, but although they're generally the dwarf dahlias, you're looking for the big, tall, growing ones, aren't you?
Well, as long as they come above the line of a, what's in blue and white flowers?
Agapanthus.
Yes.
Oh, agapanthus.
I'll have agapanthus about 2 or 3 feet in front of them. So as long as they rise above them.
You'll be right, but don't forget, gee, the aggies take over.
Don't they? Oh, I've got a steel division. I've got, division in the ground.
So oh, okay. So you're all organised, Petey. I don't think you need me today. But look, I appreciate the call.
We always need you, Judy.
And also, too, how are your freesias going? They wouldn't flower for you.
I'm going to Bunnings tomorrow to get the seeds and the bulb food.
Oh, right, okay, good on you. Okay,
Nothing
Peter.
Not with your memory, is there?
No, not at all. Okay. I know the regulars. Thank you for being a regular, Peter.
Okay, thanks, Judy.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Jeez, thanks, Peter. Now, Judy, on the list, top of it is tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yeah.
Oh, okay, tomatoes. You say potato.
We do all of that. Yeah, look, it's time to prepare the beds for the tomatoes. You know what you've got to use, cow manure, and then an all-purpose plant food as well. Leave for at least a week before planting, Greg. If you plant into the manure, well, then they're going to be very unhappy. Yep. They'll burn. So, it's ready time now to do it if you want to go out and get wet.
Well, you might be all right this afternoon. I don't want to say, to be overly honest. It's
it's up and down like a yo-yo.
You say it's going to be fine and the next minute it's raining, or you say it's going to be raining and the sun shines out the next minute.
No, it's just amazing, isn't it?
Now, we've got Ollie now from Tea Gardens. He's got a question about bananas.
Hello, Ollie.
Hello, Judy.
How are you? Oh, I'm well. And yourself?
Oh, wonderful.
Good.
Hey.
And you are you in the garden today? Is it raining at Tea Gardens?
No, not really. I'm sitting in my beer garden next to me fire at the moment, actually.
Oh, well,
your luck.
Good on you. Can Greg and I come and visit?
Actually, I've got Jeff here with me.
Okay, rightio. What can I help you with today, Ollie?
Yeah, me nanas. I've got bananas. I've got all these hands coming out and I've got nothing to put on them. I was wondering if I'd be able to put a pillowcase on them.
Oh, you know, it just depends. I can't see that would be a problem. I mean, normally you do cover them with some kind of plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's the only thing is, Ollie, the the pillowcase is going to get wet.
And wet. So,
you hadn't thought about that, had you?
Well, how I had.
Look, I think you're probably better to give some kind of plastic cover if you can.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And hope the rain goes, Ollie.
Oh, no, it's never going. It's here to stay.
I think you're right, dear. Okay, good luck with it. Ring us back and let us know what you covered your bananas with.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Ollie. Bye.
And just as we mentioned it, look out the window. It's raining now.
Oh, you can't see anything. It's just heavy again.
It's one or the other, isn't it? It's heavy or it's not heavy. We've got Des from Raymond Terrace, and he wants to know if he can spray some grass with something.
Hello, Des. What is that product you're asking us about?
It is. How are you, Jude, anyway?
Oh, I'm very well. And what about you?
Oh, not too bad. It's just the bloody weeds that are in the grass. It's all ones I haven't seen and God knows what.
But you know why they're growing. You keep watering them, don't you?
No, sorry.
We're all watering our grass at the moment.
And what it is, it's called Surefire.
Right.
Metsulfuron methyl. It's a herbicide.
It's a herbicide.
Yes.
And tell me the contents of it again.
It's a metsulfuron methyl.
Well, I don't know it, so Des, I have to take a call on this. I don't like to recommend something I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And are you anxious? Do you think it might burn your grass?
Oh, no, I'm not anxious yet for it. But, well, I won't be putting on now anyway because of the rain.
Yeah.
So I've got to wait till that goes anyway.
Yeah, and you know what? Why don't you do a test patch?
Yeah, well, I could do that.
That's the best way to go.
And what I was going to do was mix it, say, half a gram to a litre.
Right.
Because I don't know how strong it is.
Right, okay, yeah. You have to be a bit wary on that one, Des.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
Definitely do a couple of test patches, I would. You don't want to lose the grass, do you?
No, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Although it would save me mowing. Before I get to mowing, it's going to be that bloody long.
I know, the grass is growing, and but, you know, there hasn't been a good opportunity to spray for the weeds, really, because we're not getting any real fine days.
That's right, you're not. You need at least a day.
You do. You need 6 hours of sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, after you spray. But look, if you do the test patches, we'd really like to hear back from you and let us know if they survive.
Yeah, all right, yeah. I'll try some.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what to call the weeds I've got. There's funny looking weeds I've got. I think it's all just blown straight from out in the country, out in the plains. Straight through the hole in the Great Dividing Range and over the Raymond Terrace.
Oh, Des, you've got a real problem, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, go and wait till the sun comes out and do those test patches and
then
give us a ring
I'll
back.
I'll give you some buzz next week or something.
Okay, please do that.
It's going to take a week anyway for it.
Oh, yes, it will. Yeah, we might hear from
you. It'll be 2 weeks before I give you a buzz.
Okay, we'll look forward to it. Thanks,
okay,
Des.
Judy.
Thank you, dear. Bye.
Bye.
There's all sorts of weeds in the lawn at the moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've got clover and everything in mine.
There's a few. Oh, there's something. I was going to take a photo of it because it's all throughout the street. Uh-huh. Everyone's got little patches of it and it pops up and grows out.
Yeah, is it clover, do you think?
It's not clover, no.
Right, okay.
It doesn't look as nice as clover. Clover looks at least reasonable. You can pick through the clover and try your luck, I guess.
You need a photo to bring next week, don't you?
I will.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I should take a photo of that and then...
Time goes on.
And I never do, even though you've got a camera in your phone on you the whole time. It's just, I think I'll take a photo of that, I never do.
But you know what? I've got a confession to make, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to take a photo on my phone.
Really?
No.
You may as well just get a normal phone then.
Well, you know, I just, there's so many tech-savvy things you've got to use today, isn't there?
Yeah, it is. It's getting worse as well.
It is. So maybe it's just my point of resistance, I think.
Fair enough.
Yep. So bring your photo in anyway.
I'll try to, if I remember. Then we've been talking weeds, and Wayne from Jules, he's got a question about weeds in his lawn as well.
Good afternoon, Wayne.
Hello, Judy. I was listening to the last chappie that you're talking to, but I have buffalo and I've got clover, bindi eye and dandelions, but I also have a dog. So I'm trying to get something that is a weed killer that's pet friendly.
Oh, right, okay. But you've only got to keep them off it for a day. Can you not do that?
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and... you do need to find the one that's buffalo friendly, and I think I got a feeling Bindi might be.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
You've answered the question, which I didn't know that you had to keep the dog off for only a day.
Oh, yes. Well, I've got Arthur at home, and when we spray anything around, I keep him off it for a day. I wouldn't let anything happen to him.
Thank you kindly.
Okay. And
You're a wealth of information.
But please make sure you do get something that's not going to damage your buffalo.
Okie-doke.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Wayne.
Bye.
Wait for the sun to spray it.
Sorry for the laughter.
You might be waiting for a while, I think. It's a long time.
Bye.
Cheers, Wayne. Thanks. We've got Sia from Belmont, and she's got a question about pruning azaleas.
Good afternoon, Sia.
Hi, Judy. Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I've got half a dozen azalea bushes, I suppose you call them. They are quite mature. I've been in the house for 25 years and they were full grown then, basically.
Right.
So, and I've done nothing to them in that time. And they're quite big. They flower beautifully every year, but they are starting to look a little bit straggly. And just the last year, I haven't noticed the flowers haven't been quite so many.
Right.
And I thought maybe it's time to prune them. I don't know. I'd like to know when is the best time to prune them and whether I should really get a professional to do it, because I don't feel that confident. But the other question is, how long before they come looking good again? I don't want to prune them and have them looking like sticks for I don't know how long.
Right, okay. So you've actually come in on the right time, Sia. It is time to prune them if they've finished flowering.
Well, they haven't. They've only just starting to flower now.
Right, okay. Well, don't prune them until they finish flowering. And, and you know, it's hard to say without kind of being there. How tall are they, Sia?
Well, I'm 5'5", and they are taller than I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I think you're going to do this in graduations.
Right.
You know, don't just hack straight into them and cut them right back. I'd be taking it very slowly and, you know, during the spring you could always cut them again, you know, cut them back again if they respond. But what I'd make sure you do is your soil very good because they love something like peat moss around them.
Sorry, what do they like around them?
Peat moss.
Oh, right, peat moss, yeah.
Peat moss, yes, and it's quite a good way to fertilise them without actually giving them fertiliser because, you know, they can be a bit testy.
Well, they're in two sections. In one section, they're sharing the garden, I suppose, with quite a number of camellias and a few other random things, a couple of pine trees, and a lot of weeds at the bottom. I really do need to weed underneath all of these things just to make it look better.
Yeah,
The other ones, they're on terraces, which are not very wide. So there's not much, I suppose there is the odd weed growing underneath them. If I just put peat moss around them, that should do as far as fertilising them is concerned. And when do I do that? After I've cut them?
After you cut them. They probably will take a little bit of fertiliser, but I think you need to buy one specifically for azaleas.
Right.
But the peat moss I know is fairly safe for them, so...
Right.
You know,
okay.
But I do think your pruning needs to be in stages.
Right, okay. And, yes, I'm not the best gardener, so I don't know whether I should get... I presume there are people that actually are professional and know how to prune azaleas?
Well, there should be, but, you know, you have to be... look, I can't recommend anyone for you out at Belmont.
Yeah, well, I'm not actually, the house is not at Belmont. I happen to be down here doing something else. And I was driving the car and I thought, oh, this is a good opportunity. I'll pull over and ring Judy and ask her. The house is actually at Charlestown.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Well, there are nurseries around Charlestown that probably can be recommended.
We can recommend somebody for.
Yes. Right. And also to... I'll just check with Greg if this is all right. Can I mention Simon does that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. So, yeah, Simon Sharp, he does that kind of work. And you'll find him, it's on under Sharp's horticultural consultations.
Right. Okay.
And he would do Charlestown. I hesitated then because I thought I didn't think he went all the way to Belmont.
Oh, yeah, no. No, I'm definitely not living in Belmont. The thing is, I am seriously considering downsizing my house, mainly because I can't manage the garden. And I was, well, planning when to put it on the market. Obviously, I'd like the azaleas to look nice. I don't want to prune them and they just look like sticks as I put the house on the market.
Well, you know, they're going to take a while to regrow. You know, they're right, slow little devils, yes.
Yeah. So if I was, if I were to have them pruned after they flower this year, because they're only just starting, so they seem to flower for quite a long time and some a bit later than others, which means that I'd need to give them nearly 12 months to regrow
recover
and look reasonable.
Well, the other thing you could do, Sia, is put the house on the market while they're in flower now. I don't know whether or not you're that keen.
Whether I'm that organised is a better question. So that's the point, because actually I'm trying to think of when they really flower. So it's usually spring, September or thereabouts. So even a couple of them have started already. And as I said, there's one that always seems to lag behind. It's coming on just as all the others are finishing. So it's being temperamental.
Yes. And I think the way to go is just give them the peat moss.
Yeah,
and see what you think after that.
Okay, and I might give Simon a call and have a chat to him about the possibility of doing it when the time is right.
Yes, he'll come out and do a garden consult for you and have a look at them.
Okay. Look, thank you very much. I won't hold you up. I'm sure you've got other people waiting to talk to you. So thank you.
Oh, no, you're quite welcome, Sia. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We've got Alwyn from Adawi, and he's also got weeds in the garden.
Alwyn, what's causing it? Do you think it's the rain making them grow?
Springtime.
When's that coming?
I've been looking after my buffalo lawns for a long time, and that chap that was just on there a little while ago.
Yep.
Bindi buffalo. That's all he needs to buy.
Oh yes, yes.
You can get two different Bindis. The other one will kill buffalo. But if he gets the Bindi buffalo, I spray that on all sorts of stuff. I've even sprayed it on Mondo grass.
And it won't kill it? And it won't kill it?
Won't kill it, no. It kills the creepy little clover-looking thing that gets in amongst it. But,
Well, that's good advice. Thanks, Alwyn.
And that other chap, that first bloke, he worries me. he's got something that he has absolutely no idea what he's using. A herbicide will kill everything.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I don't think that was a few callers ago. He had something called Surefire.
Or something,
Surefire.
I've never heard of that one, but...
But I wasn't happy about the active constituents in it. That was why I was very careful to suggest that he, just does an experimental patch.
Yeah. I think I would have been asking him where he got it from.
Well, you never know these days, Alwyn, do you?
No, that's right.
Could have fallen off the back of a truck, you don't know.
Here's another question for you, Judy. Just to let you know who I am, have you tried lychees yet?
To eat them, you mean, or to grow them?
Eat them.
I don't know that I have.
Remember a while back, probably 12 months ago, I rang you and asked you about getting a seedling growing from a lychee seed.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't remember exactly, but jog my memory.
And you said to me straight out, do you like lychees? And I said, I'll love them, yeah, but you don't. You've got hold of some bad ones or something. I said, well, get somebody that's eating a nice lychee and get them to give you a taste of it, because they're absolutely beautiful.
But you know what, Alwyn, they have a funny look, don't they? They're like a little cream blob.
Yeah.
Sorry, but no, okay, so you like them and that's wonderful.
And the seedling that I planted and got the seed going for my grandson, we're having a real battle with it. is not going real well at all.
Is it in the sun?
Yep. I've got it in a pot that I can shift all around the patio and everywhere. But I don't know what's wrong with it.
Alwyn, do you think perhaps it doesn't like our weather?
I just don't think it wants to live. I'll buy a real one instead of trying to grow one from a seed.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Alwyn, thank you for the call, and I appreciate you mentioning about that product. You know, we do get calls. People tend to sometimes buy product up in Queensland and that.
So that
gentleman didn't say where he'd bought it, and but I did suggest he did the patches.
I don't think I'd be using it at all, actually.
Yeah. Well, he's probably still listening, Alwyn. He wouldn't be out spraying today with the rain, that's for sure.
No, that's right. Okay. Yeah, but anyhow, that's Bindi Buffalo is the way to go with your lawns.
Okay, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, I've just given mine a go. I've had to delay it because of builders coming in, but I've now sprayed it, and I'm looking at there this morning, and it's all... About 3 days ago I sprayed it, and it's all starting to go sick, all the weeds.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's working.
Yep.
Alwyn, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay, Judy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And, Judy, it's not looking great out there at the moment, but you want to talk about indoor plants?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, thank you very much, Greg. I was talking to myself then, listeners. That's all right. I can deal with anything, Greg.
Indoors is the place to be today, probably.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And it's a good time to make use to service your indoor plants.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing you can do, Greg, is to wipe hard leaf plants.
Okay.
Which is fairly explanatory, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, so can you tell me the name of a hard leaf indoor plant?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me that. I thought you were just going to say, what do you use to wipe a plant with, let alone a hard leaf plant?
Okay, you're going to use white oil.
Okay, yep.
To remove the dust. And that also shines them and it discourages insects. But you can only use it on hard leafed indoor plants,
mm-hmm.
something like a Madonna lily.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, there you go.
The classic Madonna lily, yep.
Classic Madonna lily. And anything with a hard leaf. And you do it regularly. You don't have to wait till it's raining. But
yep.
Now is a good time because, you know, once the spring comes, they'll be raring to go.
So why regularly? What do you mean by?
Oh, look, when you see dust forming on them.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty simple enough. So when you're dusting and you see the plants, you go, okay.
Yeah, I'll give
it's got a bit of dust on there as well.
Yeah, good idea.
But don't use the same duster, I'd imagine.
No.
You can't use the old.
No. We're getting very technical today with some of our answers.
We are getting very technical, borderline silly as well.
Borderline silly. Okay, so today I think that's a really good hint.
Yep.
I'll go home and I'm going to check my Madonna lilies and make sure they haven't got dust on them, but it also prevents the disease and any insects as well.
Okay, Dex. And you also want to look at bulbs?
Oh, we should. We definitely should because bulbs will finish flowering soon.
Yep.
That is the spring bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think you don't do, Greg?
I cut them off.
Exactly.
Oh, what a get.
Good on you. Yeah. You never cut the dead leaves down.
Yep, okay.
Because as they're dying down, what do you think they do? They create protein in the bulbs for the next season.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It's a little known fact, really. So never, ever... Listeners, cut back your leaves as your bulbs are dying down. It's a temptation because they look ugly.
Well, you assume they're dying, so you assume, get rid of them.
Yeah. But no, you're restricting the protein being made for next season, and then someone's going to ring up and say, why aren't our bulbs flowering this year?
Yeah, we've cut all the leaves off.
They've cut the leaves off, haven't they? Yeah.
Well, so there you go.
We've solved that.
I thought that would be a sensible answer, but I'd say it'd be a fairly common mistake.
Of course, everyone does it because they don't like the ugliness of them going brown.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Moving on.
There you go. Moving on to something else now.
Tropical trees.
Tropical trees and shrubs don't prune until the weather warms up.
Okay. Well, that's a while off, I think.
I think so.
That's. I think winter's still kicking around for another month
or so.
Maybe into September at this stage.
I did hear a rumour that it's going to rain until December.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No, seriously, well, you guys probably know more than I do. Is there a long-range weather forecast?
Well, that's a good question. That's probably for the people at the Bureau to answer.
Or the guys in the newsroom.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
They'd be all over it, I'd imagine. But
I'd say so if they're listening to us.
I mean, hopefully we can stop some rain soon.
I think so. Anyway, what about frangipanis?
Yep, What about them?
Okay, it's time to take cuttings if you want to grow a frangipani, and everyone does it by cutting.
We're going to have to wait till that next week, Judy. I'm so sorry.
Cut me off.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.